Thanks to David Ruiz and Mary Margaret Lavoie for coming to WUTC. They're part of the Paperworks Art Collective. They do murals all across the city. And their newest mural is actually dedicated to Cynthia Joyner, who was an advocate for autism awareness here in Chattanooga. She recently passed away from a car accident. David and Mary Margaret, thanks for coming by the studios.
Hello.
Thank you.
Before we talk about that mural, tell us, what was your relationship with Cynthia?
My relationship with Cynthia was primarily just knowing her through shows and through the crowds. And she always had respect for our art, and she always made it a point to bring up, like, thanking us for something new that we put up. And it's like she knew we put it up before we even, like, posted it on the internet type of thing. You know, she was just a very, very solid fan, very strong.
Were either of you familiar with her advocacy of autism awareness?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I definitely knew about Pints for Autism. I hope it's able to continue.
Pints for Autism at Honest Pint, and it raised a lot of money.
Yeah, it definitely is considerable contributions from the crowd.
So when you heard that she passed on, when did the idea come that, hey, we should do the mural?
I was at the benefit. Sure, I was at Pints for Autism. It popped into my head that Eastman Construction had given us approval for the wooden facades over off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. So I just figured it being in more of a central location would be better for people being able to find it and see it and, you know, respect it and get out of it what I was hoping people to get out of it. Within, I guess, like 12 hours of conception, it was on the wall.
How'd you get the photograph?
The photo I used was one I'd taken at the Pulse anniversary party in 2011, and Cynthia was there. It was at JJ's Bohemia. Can't really remember who was playing, but I looked through my catalog of photos and found everything I had of her, and it was my favorite, her smiling, and I remember her specifically that night having a great time, like just being loud and smiling everywhere. So it rang pretty strong inside to put that one up.
For someone that isn't familiar with the Paperworks process of creating a mural, maybe you can describe that, and maybe describing the process for the one.
We use paper and wheat paste. You'll see us tiling them together like a puzzle.
And how many tiles did it take to create Cynthia's mural? Do you know?
Off the top of my head, I'd guess it was about like 40 sheets or so. It was about 40 sheets of paper. It's been real, it's been very welcomed. People are very appreciative of it. And yeah, I mean, ultimately my only goal was to help people remember what they want to remember. And like, you know, I feel that we've succeeded at that.
Have you heard anything from her family? Have they said anything?
A sister and a cousin have reported that they are very excited about it, and that they said that Cynthia would have been, you know, like jumping out of her shoes being on a wall. So they were real proud to be able to see it, and they know that she would have loved it. So that was pretty cool.
And the mural's not done yet. You're going to add more to it?
Yes. Tara Veland's been...
And who is Tara?
She's just a local awesome lady. She is a BART of everything she can be. She's got her own kids. I mean, I can't really
think. And she had a connection to Cynthia as well.
Yeah, they were good friends. Definitely like from the same circles at least. Like they shared friends. But yeah, she's collecting photographs from anybody that's submitting them. And we plan to print those off and kind of surround the mural with them like it's a background in a way. But everybody's own photo contribution as best they can. You know, I love the thought of adding to it. It's, you know, why not? It wasn't a memorial for me. It was a memorial for Cynthia.
And for someone that wants to go see the mural, where can they go see it?
It is on the northwest corner of Houston Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That was a conversation with David Ruiz and Mary Margaret Lavoie of local art collective Paperwork. Their newest mural depicts Cynthia Joyner, a leader in the autism community here in Chattanooga. She passed away 2 weeks ago from a car accident. You can see the mural on the corner of Houston and Martin Luther King. And for more information on Paperwork, visit pprwrk.co. That's pprwrk.co. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.